Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
Hey guys, King Baby Duck here, and what you are about to listen to is a special interview that took place between myself, a couple folks from J-Rock Revolution, and the Japanese visual kei metal act Garugamesh. Now, before we play it, I want to mention a couple of things. First, the other person you hear asking the question's name is Melissa Castor, who represents J-Rock Revolution, and received assistance coming up with the questions from Lydia Michalistianos. Second, the woman that you hear translating both the questions and answers for us in Garugamesh is Mari Morimoto. And I always give half the credit to the overall interview to the translator, seeing as they are doing the hardest work out of all of us. To give you a heads up, there is a chance that there were a couple things lost in translation. So if you just listen to this via iTunes, I encourage you to go to the B3 page and check out some translation corrections made by Miss Morimoto. With that, I would like to finally thank Anime Boston, Garugamesh, the management, and Mari Morimoto for giving the B3 crew the chance to interview such a wonderful band, and want to also thank J-Rock Revolution for helping out with the questions. They are a great website, which you can find on jrockrevolution.com, and they are always up to date with the latest and biggest news in the Japanese rock world. So, with that, sit down and relax and listen to a special episode of 2-on-1 with Garugamesh. Not just in Japan, but also in Europe and here in North America. Are you surprised at all by the massive fan base that you've been able to attain all around the world?
All of us are very surprised at the reaction that we've had. We did not expect to have such a huge fan base.
What has been your favorite country to perform in and why?
Well, our first American performance was at J-Rock Revolution back in 2007, but I guess because it was our first performance in America, that's been the most, left the biggest impression to us.
Your previous album titles and appearances were a bit darker than your current band presence. What were some of the influences for these changes, and when did these changes take place?
We really wanted to widen the kind of the genre and the scope of our music and not just focus on one type or another. So that's why we made a conscious decision to make our newest album Go very different.
I remember reading somewhere where you feel that there's a tad bit of discrimination against visual kei in Japan. Does that discrimination still exist over there? Or do you feel like the clouds of these negative perceptions have been lifted in some way?
We do feel that there is still a little bit of discrimination. That is correct.
Right.
Did you want to know why?
Why do you feel that there is a discrimination over there? Is it because of the way it sounds? Is it because of the appearance? Or do you feel that there's something else about it that, I wouldn't say frightens people away from it, but might look at it differently and not be interested?
We definitely think it's probably our visual appearance, because certainly the fact that we are men and we wear makeup is probably where a lot of is very may give a negative impression to the average person. And you know, I'm sure that in America, perhaps we might be seen as queer.
You'd be surprised at how many American bands wear makeup. Probably more than any of you guys have ever worn before.
And the other answer was, or they might think you're Marilyn Manson.
Can you talk about the title of your newest album, Go? And what does the title mean to you? And what do you hope the listeners come away with?
Go. Go's origin is, first album, シンプルかつ分かりやすい表現方法をとっていまして、今回に関しては歌詞楽曲ともに前向きな曲が多かったんで、前を向いていくぞという意味で GO というふうにシンプルに名付けました。
So we wanted, you know, beyond our first album we've had fairly complicated titles, so this time we wanted to go with something that was both simple and easily understood by multiple audiencesAnd also, as you've pointed out, both the lyrics and the music are fairly upbeat. So it's go for going forwards or looking to the future.
I know that Shu and Nhi have been friends since grade school, but where and when would you say the birth of Gilgamesh occurred?
ベースの僕とギターの兄さんが小学校からの幼馴染で、まあそこから小中と一緒で中学校と一緒で、高校生の頃に、再びまた会いバンドをやろうじゃないかとなって、で地元でサトシ君とリョウを見つけて、じゃあ4人でやろうってなったのが2004年ですね。
Shu who's on bass and myself myself who's on bass and Nissan here next to me who's guitar, we've been friends since elementary school and we went to both the same elementary school and middle schoolBut by the time we got to high school, we said, oh, let's get together and make a band. And that's when we looked around in our area where we're from, and we met up with Satoshi-san and Ryo-san. And that was about 2004.
How has social networking sites such as Twitter and Facebook, MySpace, helped you connect with your fans even across the globe?
Yeah, that's very important. Twitter and Facebook are the case. These people are all on Facebook, right?まあ、日頃のツイッターとかなんかすぐその自分の今何してるかとかつぶやけるし、そういう面ではすごいなんかコミュニケーションも取れますよね。それいいと思います。
Well, I think it's very important whether it's Twitter or Facebook or any other social networking type. For example, I'm assuming that in America Facebook is probably the top used social networking site, butYou know, it's so nice to be able to tell our fans all over, instantly, what we're doing right now, or what we're thinking, or how we're feeling. So it's definitely made communication really easy and yet wide-reaching.
When I first listened to you guys a couple of years back, I drew comparisons to Nine Inch Nails, X-Japan, Bucktick, Disturbed, even a little bit of a loudness here and there. Were these like the bands that you looked up to growing up, orWere you into other artists besides metal bands when you were coming up with the Gilgamesh name?
4人ともニューメタルと言われる
アメリカン、
リンキンパーク、リンプイズキッド、コーン、スリップノット、マリリン・マンソン、マストリー・オブ・ザ・イヤーとか、まあ、その辺は全部共通でメンバーが好きで今の音楽性になっています。
Well, certainly in Japan and here we've been called new metal, and as with other new metalmusic such as Linkin Park, Marilyn Manson, Korn, Mastery of the Year. We're definitely heavily influenced by that. We all like that music, and certainly that's probably why we decided that that's how we wanted our music to be.
Were these like the artists that you grew up listening to, or were you into other types of music when you were much younger? Like were you into metal or something entirely different?
How young are you asking about?
Well, as growing up, as kids, like say like from grade school, maybe through high school.
小学校の何でしたかな、アニメソング。
アニメソング、
ジュニアハイスクールスチューデントの時に、そうね、中学1年ぐらいの時にはもう洋楽、まあ、要はこっちのニューメタルを聴き始めてましたね。
I would say I started listening to new metal first year of middle school, so 7th grade-ish, and particularly American new metal.
J-POP だったり親の影響でビートルズ、アバン、カーペンターズその辺を親の影響で聞いてたか
な。 I pretty much grew up listening to J-POP when I was much younger、but also due to the influence of my parents、Beatles, ABBA,、Carpenters, so forth。
そうですね、中学3年生ぐらいまで音楽っていうのをまともに聞いてなくて、一番最初に聞いたのがやっぱこうビジュアル系のディル・アン・グレイとか、そこからありましたね、僕は。
I would say until third year of middle school, I really didn't listen to much music at all.、and I wasn't even aware of what's out there, but that's when I started really getting、into Visual K, such as Gary Gray.
中2ぐらいまで、まあ、J-POP とかずっと聴いてたんですけども、中3ぐらいから、まあ、バンドだったり、洋楽だったりを聴くようになって、そこからバンドをやり始めたっていう感じ。
I think、in about second year of middle school, I was still listening to J-pop. But then in the third year of middle school, I started getting into band,、rock bands and so forth, of Western music. And that's when I decided I wanted to be playing a band as well.
Rhythmish has performed at the Jack in the Box Festival, a TV series in Japan, where members from different bands form session bands and sing various songs. Do you think something like this would ever be possible overseas one day, in America or Europe or anywhere else?
ビジュアル系のフェスがこっちで可能だと思いました。
You mean like a pure visual K festival?
With such yeah, a few VK bands would come and like do like Jack in the Box and Switch members.
それがどうしてもやりたくて、で今お願いしたいところです。
Actually, I really want to do it, so I've been asking around to see if there's any takers.
Yeah.
Would you like to see one?
Yeah.
Yeah. もしもありましたら行きたいですって。
期待してて。
We have a, keep your eye out.
We have a couple good places in Boston where you could probably hold it. I'm curious to know about the symbolism in your Enoshi no Ki video, specifically with the apple tree that sprouts out of the box. Does it represent something in regards to a forbidden,、forbidden fruit, or does it have a much deeper meaning to it?
生命の象徴みたいなものを描きたくて、そうですね、PV に入れたというか。
We just wanted a very strong image of a tree of life、and a tree giving birth to life in the form of, you know, the tree produces apples which then can be eaten or make more trees.
Right.
So that's what we were going for, not necessarily something biblical.、
But I couldn't help but notice, like, when bite the apple, the eyes turning red, like, would that represent you gaining knowledge of both good and evil?In the music video?
はなんかこうその命の象徴であるまあリンゴを食べてあのパワーが
パワーアップ。
じゃあ知識というよりも力。
そう力です。
So what we're going for is not necessarily gaining knowledge, but gaining power from eating this very powerful symbol of life in the form of the apple. So it's just gaining power.
Oh, okay.
Going back to my previous question, if the members of Gurugamesh could switch roles within the band, like the session band, what roles would they like to take during performance?
僕は、なんだ、俺ギター弾きたい。
I want to play guitar.
俺はスリップノットのコピーをして、お面かぶってひたすら踊ってたいです。
Like Slipknot, I'd like to put on a mask and dance around.
そうですね、僕ボーカルですかね。スポット浴びたいですね、いっぱい。
I want to do vocals because I want the spotlight on me the whole time.
俺はもう普通に楽器なんでもいいんですけど、ライブ終わったらぶっ壊したいです。
Actually, I don't mind. I don't have a specific instrument in mind, but I definitely like to like get to the end of the concert and just smash it to bits.
The way that sounds, it sounds like it could be pretty interesting, kind of like when a rock on CL does a punk on CL where they switch roles. Would you ever consider maybe doing something like that in the near future? Like make up another band besides Gurugamesh, but come up with something totally different?
We haven't really thought about it. I mean, especially considering that right now all of our time is taken up doing what we do now. We can't even think about doing anything else.
一回でもライブでギ ターとベースが差をチェンジしてやったことぐらいはあります。
Although there have been times that during the performance that the bass and the guitar did switch.
Right.
In, for that performance.
俺もセッションで DJ、ターンテーブル。
Yeah, and I've DJ.
So there, yeah, then you would be like Mr. Hart from Linkin Park.
you've done a cover for Nakashima Mika's Glamour Sky. If you could cover any other song, what would it be?
俺らが、僕らがカバーしたい曲。はい、僕らカバーよくやりますよ、ライブで。
We actually do a lot of covers during our performances. Mm. Mm.
How does anyone else feel like?
なんだろうな。スリップノットやりたい。
はい、スリップノット。
スリップノット。全員マスクで。
We'll all wear masks.
誰がやってるか分かんない。
So that you don't know who's who.
I would think it would be hard because there's like 9 members of the band and then have the 4 of you try and do something like psychosocial or left behind.
ここにいるんで。
But we've got, you know, you five here. Join us.
I can smash on.
You don't put masks on.
Smash on drums.
Next tour, でお願いします。
No, just.
I'd be glad to.
やりたいやつで。
What, is there a cover that you'd like to see them perform?
I think, well, it is. It's kind of related to Slipknot, but it's Corey Taylor's side band, Stone Sour. I think you guys are doing an amazing job with Get Inside from their self-titled debut album.
Right, we're all together. Yeah. Hey.
Family Value Tour.
I'd like to participate in the Family Value Tour.
kind of like what Duran Gray did a few years back. And I think the pairing between you and Korn is perfect because it's kind of like the sounds of new metal or Visual K from both sides of the Pacific.
Oh yeah, that would be cool.
While you're touring overseas, is there anything that you miss from home in Japan?
Convenience stores. Japanese convenience stores.
超便利.
They're really convenient.
あと自動販売機かな.
And vending machines. Not enough vending machines abroad.
Especially the beer vending machine.
何かあるか。俺ゴミ箱とか灰皿が持ってあれば日本みたいに綺麗になれるのになと思いました。
I would like to see maybe more areas to throw away trash or more places to put out cigarettes because I think maybe the streets might be a little bit cleaner.
日本だともうタバコを吸ってんのももう罪になっちゃうし、ポイ捨てが。で、アメリカ人の人見てるとよく唾ペスペスって吐いてタバコ吸ってるんで、日本じゃあんまり見ない光景です。
One thing that you definitely don't see a lot in Japan that I've noticed here in America is that people smoke and then just toss their cigarettes onto the ground or they spit while they're smoking. And in Japan, it's actually you get fined if you just discard your cigarette on the ground.
I remember when I was over there was like areas that were specific that you would go into a room and that'd be like your smoking room while waiting for like the bus or something. And I think that's something that we should start doing here in America.
僕、ウォシュレットですかね。
あ、それはいい
ね。はい、大事だね。
大事。
日本にはあるんですけど、
それ大事。
外国にはないんで、あったら嬉しいなみたいな。
The washlets, the toilets with the bidet and the washing functions.
And the heat. Greatest invention ever.
冷たいんで。
Well, you know, the problem is a lot of times abroad, the toilet seats are so cold, you know.
you just released a new single, Pray, for the Jack in the Box donation project, which is going to those that were hit hardest by the recent disasters in Japan. How do you feel the response has been in regards to this tragedy, both in Japan and from the outlook of the rest of the world?
日本はもう国土の半分がやられちゃったんで、この地震で。で、日本人が今一番団結してる瞬間かなと。みんな募金募ったり、やれるエコ活動したりとか。で、海外からの応援も早くて、
友達作戦。
うん、嬉しいですね。日本人として。
I don't know if you're fully aware of the extent of the tragedy, but half of Japan essentially was affected by the earthquake, and/or tsunami that followed. And I think that this is definitely the period that we've seen the biggest action and reaction, both from Japan and abroad, whether it's collecting donations or going into the area to help with the recovery efforts, and also within Japan, conserving of energy because of the what happened with the reactor. But the response from abroad has also been astounding, and we as Japanese people are very grateful, but also very proud of our internal efforts and very honored about the response from abroad.
You released Pray in both English and Japanese. Is it possible you would do that for other songs, or is this just a special reason that you did it?
ではないんですけど、まあ、今回は「まあ、プレイ」っていう曲で日本人の人たちには元気を出してほしいっていう思いを持ってて、まあ、英語で歌った理由はこうなんだろう日本での出来事を少しでも多くの人に伝えたいなっていう思いがあったんで、まあ、そういうパターンあったんで、まあ、なんかまた機会があったらやりたいですね。
We have no specific plans to release any other songs in English or to produce dual language songs in the future. The reason why we did it for Pray is because the Japanese version was for our own people to cheer them up during these dark times. And the English version is to let people outside of Japan know a little bit of what's going on. So certainly if the opportunity were to come up, we would consider it, but there's no actually set plans.
Was it difficult to do an English version of Pray in such a short amount of time?
ヨーロッパツアーから帰国して、1日でリョウが曲を書き、で残りの1日でメロディーから楽器のアレンジをして、まあ、翻訳も友達にやってもらって、で、一番最短でみんなの元に曲が届くように、世界中に曲が届くように、僕らは全部セルフで、レコーディングをやりました。1から100まで全て。
結構大変でした。
まあ大変だと思うんですけど、まあ僕ら以上に大変な人もいるんで、まあミュージシャンである僕らにさほど苦ではないです。
So earthquake and tsunami actually occurred while we were on tour in Europe. So the timeline for the song actually was that the day after we returned from our European tour, we spent Ryo-san actually wrote the lyrics. In a single day, and then the next day, during the next day, we actually put it to music and arranged the song, and then we had a friend do the translation of the lyrics into English, and then we each recorded our parts separately, just because we wanted to get it out as soon as possible. In terms of whether it was difficult or hard, sure, it was not easy, but there's so many people that are in such worse situations than we are, that we wanted to do what we could to help the effort.
What do you think about the charities made up by some artists such as Gox, Show Your Heart, and Team Revolution Stand Up Japan, and how they are raising money and awareness for victims?
やっぱりそういうのだな、人に何かを伝えようとか影響を与える人がやっぱりそういう支援をしようとしていることを多分見てるだけで、なんだろうな、みんな元気になれたりとか。希望が見えたりとかすると思うんで、でそういう人に影響を与える人がさて動くのがすごく大事なことだと思います。
I certainly think that it's very important that they're doing these efforts, because of course they're very influential and they're very popular, so many people follow them. And for them, and then I think just by watching them do the actions and the charities cheers up people or gives them hope.So I think it's very important for those of us who are well known to get the word out and just cheer up people just by presence, not even doing everything.
Well, you just performed at Anime Boston. Though this isn't your first time at an anime convention, as you performed at SakuraCon before. What has amazed you the most regarding the fans you see at an anime convention compared to the ones that you've run across at your regular shows?
Everyone at the cons are kind of taller and bigger.
普段ロックコンサートにピカチュウはいませんからね。
And of course, Pikachu doesn't normally come to our
world. そこだけの
ぐらいだと
思いますけどね。
Although that's pretty much the biggest difference. You know, we don't have cosplayers and so forth come to our events.
Since you are at an anime convention, do you have a favorite anime or manga series?
僕はナルトが好きです
ね。I like Naruto.
I like Naruto.
僕は日本人なのにあまりアニメとか見ないんですが、宮崎駿のジブリシリーズは感動します。
I actually, for a Japanese person, I don't watch a whole lot of anime, but I have to say I do like Miyazaki's Ghibli productions.
俺もナルトが今一番大好きですね。
I would say right now would be Naruto.
俺はワンピースが好きで、
One Piece.
でも、まあ、アメリカではあんまり
人気、
コスプレの人もあんまりいなかったんで、やっぱりみんな見てほしいですね。
And I definitely want to say I'm a little saddened because I hear that it's not as popular here in the States as compared to Japan, and I didn't even see that many cosplayers. So I really want to encourage all the fans to please watch it because it's a great series.
Speaking of popularity work-wise in anime, are there like shows or manga that you believe should be more popular here in America or other parts of the world? Or like...I know you mentioned Naruto, I know you mentioned One Piece and Miyazaki. People know these shows or know these people. But it's like, is there a film or an anime series that is like really below the radar that you think more people should know about?
おすすめっていうものありますか？
いやね、ありますよ。稲中卓球っていうね、下品なアニメ。あと、浦安鉄筋家族。
浦安鉄筋家族 and 一番最初
稲中卓球部
they're rather lewd but I would definitely recommend them.
Well, in America we do like things lewd in some cases, so we probably might like it.
絶対好きだと
思う。 Most people would like these series.
おっぱいとうんちがいっぱい出ます。
Lots of boobs and poo.
どうぐらいですか？
なんかありそうじゃない？あるのか
な？なんもんじゃないの？
こんなもんです。
I think we'll keep it at that.
Who plays the most pranks in the band of Gilgamesh? What kind of pranks do you pull on each other or staff members?
いたずら。くだらないいたずらですか？
くだらないいたずらです。
誰がそ
う？スー。
いたずら
だな。ちょっと前なら本当くだらないいたずらをやってたんですけど、だいぶもう大人なんで。
We may have been horsing around a lot until recently, but we're kind of growing up now, so we try not to.
まあ、寮に花火持たせると危ない。
ああ。
Oh, but definitely don't give any sort of firecrackers or fireworks to the old. You want to avoid that.
Can we ask why? What happened?
一人のスタッフが寮の花火を花火寮が花火を持って一人のスタッフをひたすら追っかけ回しててうわーっていうの。
There was an incident where Ryo was holding a firecracker and chasing after a staff member pointing it at that.
まあそのスタッフが右後ろにいるんですけどね。
That person happens to be sitting.
Are all your fingers still attached?
まだ全部指とか。健全ですかって。
あ、もうやけどだ。
I've got burns all over them. For remarks.
頭もはげちゃったな。
And you know, his hair is, he had to cut his hair short.
I can see that. I know you have a very busy schedule with being in Gilgamesh and all, but what do you all like to do when you don't want to pick up a guitar, or what do you like doing when you want to relax?
あ、なんだろうな。でもやっぱ音楽が好きなんで、そのオフを潰しててもなんか音楽のことやってます。
For me, I just love music so much that even if I'm not playing with the band, I'm still doing something musically related.
僕はショッピング and shopping and shopping.
Do you have a favorite place you like to shop?
最近はでもインターネットで買い物が多いんですけど、でも多分みんなが知るとか原宿とか渋谷とかそれに買い物行きます。
Mostly right now I'm doing online shopping, but when I do go out, and especially for you guys, probably familiar names would be 原宿 and 渋谷。
なんかロサンゼルスのメルローズみたいなのがいっぱいあるんで。
Yeah, it's like similar to Melrose in LA.
Right. Like like where you can buy stuff like I believe the brand is called Sex Pot Revenge.
Sex Pot Revenge. Ah, 前なんか撮影したよね。
Oh, actually, Satoshi-kun and I.
Model で
全身 Sex Pot のあのパンクな衣装を着て。
We actually wore their outfits and did a photo shoot.
Ah.I'm a big fan of their clothing line.
お酒飲みながら、YouTube でかっこいいアーティスト探し。
I like to surf for really cool artists online on YouTube while drinking sake.
なんかストレス溜まった時に家でパエリア作るとストレス解消できます。
なんでパエリア？
Whenever I get really stressed out, like cooking, and particular paella at home.
Do you have a favorite dish you like to make?
まあもうほとんどお腹空いたら全部自分で作っちゃうんで、あとまあカレーだったりとか、まあそうですね。ほとんど自分で作ってるんで。
I actually cook most of my own meals myself. So you know, I cook like curry and so forth.
I think a lot of us and your fan base would like to maybe see like how to make some of your favorite like your favorite dishes, like maybe post it on YouTube and show step by step how to make your cooking.
That's really good. なんか DVD の特典とかでそういう映像を撮るのもあれですね。
So maybe like a, as an extra on a DVD or something.
Absolutely. I think it'd be both entertaining and informative.
And all the performances you have done, is this one of the most embarrassing moments you've experienced on stage and has never happened again?
僕はフランスのライブで客席にダイブをしたらそのままお客さんと一緒に立っちゃって落ちちゃって自分で柵に登ってステージに戻ってる時がもう死んでいいなと思いましたね。
For me, when we did our performance in France, I actually dove into the audience, but no one caught me, so I actually fell into the pit, and I had to like personally just get up and then climb back onto the stage. That I thought I would die.
We can't all be Iggy Pop.
Live でケツが裂けて、最初から最後まで後ろ向かずに。
There was one performance where my pants split in the back. 結構初めの方でですか？
もうなんなら一曲目ぐらいで。
Like during the first song, so I had to perform the entire concert without turning around, and I had to remember not to turn around, and also left the stage backwards so they rolled.
俺は。ダイブした時にどこのライブだっけな、まあ、場所忘れたんですけどダイブしてそのままもう靴下とか服とかあの全部剥ぎ取られて後ろから抱きつかれてチンチン揉まれたことがありました。
One, I forget where it was, but during a performance I dove into the audience as well and they took my shoes, my socks, my clothes. Someone even grabbed me from behind and fondled me.
Well, I hope she was cute.
可愛い女の子だったらよかったんですけど。
いや、女の子です
よ。No, it was a girl. 可愛かったんですか
って。わがいっぱいだから覚えてない。
I don't remember her face because there's so many people.
Well, at least you didn't take your wallet.
まあ、財布取られなかっただけでもしないじゃないですか。
ヨーロッパですか？アメリカですか？
日本、国内、海外。
海外じゃない。
海外かな。
I think it was abroad. 兄さんは何かありますか？
そうですね。ライブ中に、こう。頭振ってて、で、こう、もうめまいがしちゃってて、で、そのままアンプに突っ込んじゃって、アンプ大転倒しちゃって、ライブ中断みたいな。
There was one performance where I was shaking my head so hard that I started getting dizzy, and I ended up running into the amp and knocking it over right in the middle of the song.
あれ、恥ずかしかったもんなんすか。
I was really embarrassed about that one.
Did the other band members follow soon?
いや、なんだ、あの時はもう、他の3人はもう普通に後ろ向いて水とか飲んでて、俺だけスタッフと一緒にこうアンプこう持ち上げてこうやってたね。
Actually, no. The other three guys, they just turned around and started drinking water while me and the staff had to put right the amp again.
Oh, そうか。
受け取るな。
かわいそうだけど笑うしかない。
They didn't even help you.
You just laughed. They were
laughing and pointing at us.
Did you get them back at all?
いや、特になくもそのまままた直してそのままね、普通にまた演奏スタートみたいな。
No, no, didn't get them back at all. We just kind of turned around and started as if nothing had happened.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about any weird hobbies or habits the person seems to the left of you?
I think they're referring to the invisible band member.
兄さんは、よく日本のドラマをツアー中なんですけど、よく日本のドラマを見て感動すると俺の部屋に来て号泣します。迷惑です。
In terms of Nissan, whenever we're on tour and he happens to watch a really serious or whatever Japanese drama series, he ends up crashing in my room, and God, it's really annoying.
Ah, Jesus, no, I don't know.遅刻がすごくて、で、なんだっけ、最高、なんだっけ、1時間ぐらい遅刻したこともあって、
大事な会議、
大事な会議の時とかで、
大事な会議の時に限って、
で、遅刻してて、なかなか会議が進まなかったっていうぐらいがありましたね。
There's really not anything weird per se about Yu-san, except that he has, especially in the past, he's been late a lot to things, especially the more important the meeting was, the later he was. At one point, he was late for an hour, and we didn't get anything done because of that.
Because I am rock and roller.
He's on artist standard time. He's on rocker standard time.
Rockstar.
Rock.
Ryo wa ne...
そうだね、俺もそんな
感じ。ああ、それだな。
ティッシュペーパーで鼻をツンツンやってよくくしゃみをして、くしゃみをよくしてます。
Ryo likes to stick a roll of tissue paper and wad it up his nose to clean it and then sneeze afterwards, so he does that a lot.
I hope you don't do that on any dates.
I don't. さ
すがにね。
No, don't worry. I'm not that bad.
ストレス解消になる。
It just helps relieve the stress. Because, you know, if you scrub hard enough, you can get it all out and then you feel better.
Oh,
okay.
It might be dirty, but it's just very...
America ってでもなんか魂が抜けるみたいじゃないですか。Bless you って言われるんじゃないですか。
You know, in America, you say God bless you when you sneeze because you think that the soul, you lose your soul when you sneeze. Is that true?
Kind of, sort of. Another phrase we use is Gesundheit, which is German for good health.
じゃあ次からみんなでそう言ってあげます。
All right, so we'll say that to each other from now on then.
Yes.
え、俺は？サトシはね、なんだろうな、変わってるところでしたっけ？質問が変わってるところですよね。
いや、そう変わったり、面白いなんか、なんか知らない面白い事情とか。
なんかそうだ。あのね、寝る時のスタイルが変ですね。
ああ、
その寝るだけなのになんかもうマスクとかも完全防御で顔塞いでるんですよ。鼻も口もここら辺までマスクで塞いで、さらに毛布で顔面をくるんで、上半身で上半身を毛布でくるんで、下半身だけ全部出てる。
I would say if there's anything, it's how he goes to bed at night. Not only does he wear a full facial mask, but he actually wraps the blanket around the top half of his body and head, and yet the bottom half of his body is just kind of out there.
How would you know that?
When we travel together, we shared a room.
Oh, okay.
I just can't sleep comfortably if my face and head are fixed in one place.
Oh.
The first time I saw it, I was like, wow, weird.
This is something that I always ask musicians I interview. It's something that we do on the Boston Dash Brigade, and it's a three-album island, and it's basically if you were stuck on a deserted island, Which three albums would you like to have on you until you're rescued?
Their own? Doesn't matter.
Well, not their own, like other albums. It lets people know, like, which music can they not live without?
I would like Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory.
Hybrid Theory?
And Meteora.
Meteora?
And Slipknot's Iowa.
Slipknot's Iowa?
無人島に CD を持ってくるのないことです
ね。 It's kind of weird to think of having CDs on a deserted island, but...
Well, and there's this TV show back in the 60s called Gilligan's Island where they would build anything out of like coconuts and vine, and they managed to build like a record player on there one of them.
そうですね、僕はその一番好きなリンプビズキットと、
Limp Bizkit?
あとビーズ。
ビーズ。
とあとは中島美嘉さんですかね。
中島美嘉。
めちゃ
さ。
Yes.
はい。尾崎豊と。
尾崎豊。宇
多田ヒカルと。
宇多田ヒカル。
アニメソングの何だろう
and an anime song but I'm trying to figure out which one
ハレハレイカイ
何だろう鈴宮春日
I'm asking them for one last word they'd like to say to their fans
そうです、まあ、さっき言ってた、まあ、ビジュアル系のフェスみたいなやっぱり実現できるのはやっぱりファンの皆さんが望んでることだと思うのでそれ実現できるように皆さん頑張るんで、みんな応援します
Like came up earlier during our session、you know, it would be wonderful if we could actually make reality the Visual K Festival, and I'm sure the fans would be more than happy to see something like that come together as well. So we'd like to encourage our fans to keep the faith and also help us work towards getting there and to look forward to that. So, thank you.
気づいていたけど認めたくないと二人手を繋いでた時が浮かんだんだく二人の答えただ約束だけだみたいの冷たい風に吹かれて胸を焦がす君の優しさが